بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have completed the chapter on Sadaqah. I just quickly recount the five things Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah said he wants to observe at the time of giving Sadaqah. First thing he said, mentioned was that when you give Sadaqah, you must conceal it. You must not display the Sadaqah. The second was not to speak of the favor which you have done to someone. You must not regard this person to whom you are giving your sadaqah. You should not consider yourself to be his benefactor. You must consider him to be your benefactor for having accepted your sadaqah. And the third thing is, you must give the best from the best of your wealth, from the things which you value. You must give from those things in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then, fourth thing was that you must happily give wholeheartedly. And happily you must give. Give from the things you love and you give it with a happy heart. And the first point was that you must try and locate the best avenue for spending your sadaqah. Piety has priority. You must try and search for those who are pious and give your sadaqah to them. Every act of ibadah, it has an external body and it has a ruh. And salat also, salat, it has an external body, as was already explained, and it has its ruh, its soul, its khushu, the khudu, the sincere niyat, the concentration and the humility, that is the ruh of the salat. And these five attitudes which Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah explained about the sadaqah, that is the ruh of the sadaqah. Any ibadat without the ruh is like a lifeless body. We should now proceed with the next chapter, which deals with roza, with fasting. Hadith mein aaya hai ke Haq Taala farmata hai ke har neki ka 10 guna se 700 guna tak naam-e amal mein sawab likha jata hai, magar roza khaas mera hai aur main khud hi uska sila jo chahunga dunga. It comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah Ta'ala tells it that all good acts, all good, the sawab of all good deeds, it varies from ten times until 700 times. In other words, for one good act, one does 10 acts, the minimum 10 good deeds are recorded for one act, and that multiplies. So 700 times, depending on the quality of the ibadah, the sawab will vary from 10 to 700. But for roza, but for fasting, which is often said, Allah Ta'ala said, fasting, I myself will give the sawab for it. Allah Ta'ala, He has an arrangement, He has a system, a system in the heavens, for recording sawab. Allah Ta'ala has created malaika, angels, and various duties are entrusted to them. The malaika, they record the sawab, they have their duties. The malaika, they record in our account books, they record the sawab, the rewards which we have been promised, which we gain for our good acts. But the sawab or the reward for fasting, the malaika don't record that. Allah Ta'ala said the reward for roza, I myself will record it, and I will give as I please. So vast is the sawab, so much is the sawab for roza, that Allah Ta'ala has left it limitless, He has left it open, and He has not limited it within the range of from 10 to 700. Aur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne farmaya hai ke har shay ka ek darwaza hota hai aur ibadat ka darwaza roza hai. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that everything, it has a door, it has a gateway, a doorway by through which you enter. A building has a door, you open the door and you enter. And the door of ibadat, the door of all acts of worship, is roza. By means of roza, one gains strength, one gains more barakat and strength and more benefit from all the other acts of ibadat. By virtue of keeping roza correctly, properly, you will gain more sawab, and more benefit from the other acts of ibadat. So Rosa Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it's a doorway to all acts of ibadat. Roza par is qadar ajr wa sawab ka sabab do baatein maloom hoti hai. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says that they appear to be two reasons why Allah Ta'ala has promised so much reward for Roza. Awwal ye ke Roza khane peene aur khane peene ke chhodne ka naam hai aur ye aisa پوشیدہ کام ہے کہ جس پر حق تعالیٰ کے سوا کوئی آزا نہیں ہو سکتا. First thing is the اخلاص sincerity, because of the sincerity روزہ is always accompanied by greater degree of sincerity than generally the other acts of ibadat. روزہ means to abstain from food and drink etc. You abstain from it, and on this abstention, staying away from food and drink, etc., only Allah Ta'ala is aware of that. Other acts of ibadat, people are aware. There is some display in other acts of ibadat, but as far as fasting is concerned, only Allah Ta'ala is aware whether the person is truly fasting. He eats in privacy, no one knows about it. He walks around outside as a fasting person. People are under the impression he's fasting. So if a person he really fasts, then his sincerity is of a high degree. اور اس کے علاوہ جتنی عبادتیں ہیں، مثلا نماز، تلاوت، زکوٰۃ، حج، یہ سب ایسی عبادتیں ہیں جن پر دوسرے لوگ بھی واقف ہو سکتے ہیں. فاسٹنگ، صلاۃ، تلاوت، زکوٰۃ، حج اکسٹرا، دیز آر سچ ایکٹس آف عبادت وچ ادر پیپل آر اویئر. یو ہیو ٹو پرفارم صلاۃ ان پبلک، حج ان پبلک، زکوٰۃ آلسو. Other people do come to find out, at least the person to whom you give the zakat, he has knowledge of it. So there is some publicity in all other acts of ibadat. But Roza, wohi mukhlis musalman rakhega, jisko logo mein apna aabi wazaid kehlaye jane ka shauk aur riya wa numood ki mohabbat na hogi. Therefore, only such a sincere person, mukhlis, sincere person will keep Roza, who has no desire to advertise piety, who has no desire to be known as a pious person. So in view of this degree of ikhlas and sincerity, Allah Ta'ala promises so much reward for fasting. That is the one reason. The second reason, دوسری وجہ یہ ہے کہ روزہ سے دشمن خدا یعنی شیطان مغلوب ہوتا ہے. Second reason is that the enemy of Allah Ta'ala, شیطان, he is overwhelmed. شیطان is overpowered by means of fasting. کیونکہ جس قدر نفسانی خواہشیں ہیں سب پیٹ بھرنے پر اپنا زور دکھاتی ہے. Because as many or all the emotional desires, the nafsani lust in a person, they display themselves, they rear their head directly as a result of filling the stomach. The more a person eats, the stronger he becomes, his nafs becomes stronger, and his ruh becomes weaker. So the more he fills his stomach, the weaker becomes his ruh, and the stronger becomes his nafs. And شیطان is able to manipulate the nafs very easy simply. اور شیطان انہی خواہشات کو واسطہ بنا کر مسلمان کا شکار کرتا ہے. And شیطان through the medium of this nafs, through the medium of all these desires, he hunts the mu'min. He hunts a person and he deceives a person and he traps a person through all the nafsani desires in him. اور جب روزہ کی وجہ سے مسلمان بھوکا رہا اور تمام خواہشیں کمزور پر گئی تو شیطان مجبور اور بے دست و پا ہو گیا. But when the Muslim, as a result of fasting, he undergoes hunger, and as a result of hunger, his nafs is weakened, then his desires also weaken, his emotional desires weaken, and shaitan becomes helpless, rendered helpless. Shaitan cannot easily set a person who is fasting. چنانچہ جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ ماہ رمضان میں جنت کے دروازے کھول دیے جاتے ہیں. سیف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that during the month of Ramadan, the doors of Jannat are opened up. شیطان پاپ زنجیر ہو جاتا ہے. And شیطان is in change, is put in change in the month of Ramadan. اور حاتم غیبی پکارتا ہے کہ اے بلائی کے طلبگارو آگے بڑھو. And a voice, he proclaims, calls out to people, oh people who are in search of goodness, advance, come forward. اور اے بدکار اور اے بدکارو باز آؤ. And oh evil people, abstain, abstain from your evil. خوب سمجھ لو کہ روزہ کی تین قسمیں تو کیفیت کے اعتبار سے ہے اور تین ہی درج مقدار کے اعتبار سے ہے. روزہ فاسٹنگ with regard to its quality, there are three kinds with regard to quality and three kinds with regard to its quantity. اول درجہ تو یہ ہے کہ صرف رمضان کے فرض روزے ہر سال رکھا کرے. The first category of fasting with regard to the quantity is only to fast during the month of Ramadan and no other نفیل اور سنت فاسٹنگ, اونلی the month of Ramadan. اور اعلیٰ درجہ یہ ہے کہ جس طرح حضرت داؤد علیہ السلام روزہ رکھتے تھے, اسی طرح ایک دن تو روزہ رکھے اور دوسرے دن نہ رکھے. The highest category of fasting is the Sawm Daud or the fast which حضرت نبی داؤد علیہ السلام would keep. He would keep fast every alternate day. One day he would fast, he would keep the next day, and the third day he would keep. Now every alternate day throughout his life, that's what he practiced. So this is the highest. The highest form of fasting is fast every second day. پھر تیسرے دن رکھے اور چوتھے دن نہ رکھے. روز مرہ رکھنے کی بہ نسبت یہ صورت پر درجائے بہتر ہے. This form of fasting, every alternate day, it is better than fasting every day, than fasting the entire year. This is a better form. اور اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ ہمیشہ روزہ رکھنے سے بھوکا رہنے کی عادت ہو جاتی ہے. The reason for that is, if one fasts continuously throughout the year, then you become addicted to hunger. You become immune to hunger. You become used to hunger. Yeah, you won't feel the hunger any longer. اور عادت ہو اور عادت ہوئے پیچھے شکستگی اور قلب میں صفائی اور خواہشات نفسانی میں ضعف و کمزوری محسوس نہ ہوگی. And once you have become used to hunger, then that difficulty you will not experience. The purity of the heart, the cleanliness in the heart, which is the result of the struggle, of the difficulty, that you will not experience. And the weakness in the nafsani desires, that also you will not experience, because you have become used to it. حالانکہ روزہ سے یہی مقصود ہے. The aim and purpose of roza, fasting, is to gain purity of the heart and to weaken the nafs. But when one has become used to fasting to such an extent that he no longer feels any hunger, then the purpose is not achieved. Dekho mareez jab dawa ka aadi ho jata hai to phir dawa kuch bhi nafa nahi deti. When a sick person becomes addicted to a medicine, when it's useless medicine is taken so with such regularity and so in such abundance that his entire body becomes used to it, addicted to it, and then that medicine no longer benefits him. یہی سبب ہے کہ حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے روزہ کی بابت دریافت کیا تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ ایک دن روزہ رکھو اور دوسرے دن کھاؤ. For this reason, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he asked Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم about fasting, what is the best form of fasting. So Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told him, fast every second day, every alternate day. تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ ایک دن روزہ رکھو اور دوسرے دن کھاؤ. انہوں نے عرض کیا کہ یا رسول اللہ, सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम में उससे भी आला दर्जा चाहता हो। फिर हजरत अब्दुल्लाह इब्न उमर रज़ियल्लाहु तआला अन्हु से या रसूलल्लाह आई वांट ए हायर कैटेगरी अ बेटर हायर कैटेगरी ऑफ फास्टिंग देन दिस मेथड ऑफ फास्ट वन डे एंड कीपिंग द वन डे। तो आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने जवाब दिया कि इससे आला दर्जा कोई नहीं। Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, there is no higher form of fasting than this form. The form in which Nabi Dawud alayhi wa sallam fasted. Fasting is one of the things that Allah is interesting.
Fasting is important. Can you do that?
Yes.
Can you bring
them to the same benefit? Yes, to the same benefit. Yes, to the same. For example, the sunnah days of fasting, for example, Monday and Thursday, that applies throughout the year, whether it's summer or whether it's winter.